even as Abraham believed God. And I love the story of Abraham. I do, because it's so, makes so clear what the understanding of faith is. Faith is not hear nothing, do, you know, hear, you hear it, and then God does nothing. Faith is you hear the promise of God, believe it, and he delivers. That is faith. I mean, well, that is, I mean, you can have faith in vain, you know, and things that don't come to pass. But that is how faith works in the gospel, see. We believe he delivers. You know, otherwise, he's just a liar, really. If I believe God for righteousness' sake, right? And Jesus Christ said, you know, I love this. He said, they said, Lord, increase our faith. We need more faith. And he said, and this is the thing. He said, well, if you had faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you could say to that mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. But they wanted to increase their faith. They had all ventured their faith bigger than a mustard seed, I suppose. Right? But my point is, it doesn't take a lot of faith. He says, oh, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. One of the men who was approaching, I forgot what he was approaching Jesus for. He wanted to be healed or receive his sight. I think it was receive his sight. He says, you know, can, if you believe, you can be healed. And he says, I believe, Lord, help my unbelief. And what happened? He willed and made him whole. See, my faith, it's hard, you know, look at Abraham, that must have been hard to believe, but he did believe. See, he did believe. He didn't, as it says in Romans, I think it was chapter 4, he staggered not at the promise of God, not looking at it, how old his wife was, how old he was. They hadn't had kids in all these years. What, now he's going to have a child? They were childless. He believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. That's quoted from Genesis 15, verse 6. God accounts righteousness ahead of the righteousness actually being given. Okay? But that is by no means to say that the righteousness is never to be given. Meaning that, let's say I believe God and he accounts it for righteousness. He doesn't then put on rose-colored glasses. And then for the rest of my life, as I just keep sinning and sinning, all he sees is righteous Jesus. No, that's not how it works. He accounts it to righteousness, but then he continues through and delivers on his promise. God delivers on his promises. Otherwise, he is the minister of sin. Because his whole ministry to you has led you to nothing but sin. What's that? And if you be in sin, see, Christ isn't the minister of sin. If you're in sin and you think you're following Jesus, something's wrong. And here's the thing. Maybe you have been following Jesus properly, and you know, but you've seen sin stripped away in your life. Don't faint now. Continue with him, and he will continue to deliver you. He will deliver on his promises. You will see all those things stripped away. Be diligent. Add to your faith virtue, to your virtue kindness, to kindness, temperance, to temperance, the rest of it. I've been mentioning, I need to memorize that list. I should memorize an even longer list, so I could just rattle off 40 or 50 things that we should add to our faith. Because there's all kinds of things. Faith plus nothing equals salvation. Well, faith isn't like this dead thing that doesn't grow. Faith grows. It gets bigger. It adds things to it. See, faith builds on itself. I'm not seeking to build foreign things like the works of the law into faith. No. Faith builds. It grows. You know, therefore, that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. See, when we are like, we're like Abraham. We believe. And as he believed the promises of God, he also received the promises of God. I think that's as important. You know why? Because people forget that God is faithful. They think that, like, what they do is they stagger at the promises of God. They stagger. I love to eat too much to ever lose weight. I could never be temperate. I could never be moderate in the way I look at food. I love food. I'm going to be tubby all my life. I could never stop lusting after women. I got to stagger at the promise of God that I could escape the corruption of the world that is in the world through lust. I stagger at that promise because that promise is... I don't think God can do that. Or, he isn't going to do that. He's not good. He doesn't care about me. I'll tell you what. He that began a good work in you is faithful to finish it. You got to believe in the promises of God and believe he's faithful. And remember this. Don't despise the patience and long-suffering of God. It's his goodness that leads you to repentance. Really. And part of why, I think part of the way he could do it all at once. No doubt. And he does do things all at once. It's, there's a time things go by and then all of a sudden, boom, one day everything changes. Total change. But then maybe not quite everything was changed yet. And then there's something else. Like Peter, it's like, well, he denied Christ, but he got, Jesus said, he that denies me before men, well, I deny before my Father in heaven. Well, Peter denied Jesus 3 times. I mean, it's, gee, goodness. That doesn't look good for Peter, if you're going to look at it in a legalistic sense, right? Well, then Jesus asked him 3 times, do you love me? After his resurrection. He said, Lord, you know that I love you. And so it grieved him when he said it the 3rd time. I think because it reminded him of that. It grieved his heart. The Lord didn't apologize. But it is, we go through things. Peter went through that. And there were other things that came up, like this thing Paul mentioned back in chapter 2. Kind of humbling, to after walking, you're an apostle, you're preaching, and then have something to come along, boom. Oh yeah, that is hypocrisy. But you know what? That doesn't mean you stop there. Like, oh gee, now I'm finished. Go on in faith. Go on in faith. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. Because to the one who knocks, the door is opened. So, the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall the nations be blessed. See the God, Abraham, it came to pass, Through Abraham's seed, ultimately Christ, all the nations of the world became blessed. Because out of every nation, God has called and elect a group of individuals